The first record that I ever owned was Peter and the Wolf by Sergei Prokofiev. It was bought for me by my mother when I was about 8 years of age. And I can remember at the time thinking, wow, I've never heard anything like this before. And to be honest, I'd not heard a lot at 8 years of age. I'd heard a lot of music on TV. Top of the Pops was very popular then. But I wasn't into record buying or anything because I was only 8 years of age. But my mother bought me this album, and I can't remember which version, which orchestra did the album. But I have a feeling it was a London Symphony Orchestra. And that's the version I'm going to play in the background now. Peter and the Wolf is a composition written by Sergei Prokofiev in 1936 in the USSR. It's a children's story with both music and text by Prokofiev and spoken by narrator accompanied by the orchestra. The history goes like this. In 1936, Sergei Prokofiev was commissioned by Natalia Satz and the Central Children's Theatre in Moscow to write a new musical symphony for children. The intent was to cultivate musical taste in children from the first years of school. Intrigued by the invitation, Prokofiev completed Peter and the Wolf in just 4 days. The debut on the 2nd of May 1936 was, in the composer's words, inauspicious at best. The attendance was poor and it failed to attract much attention. A piece of information here that might appeal to Paul at Armani Blog and Bernie at Topgold was that the first concert performance of the work outside Russia was by the Dublin Orchestral Players under the direction of Brian Boydell on the 9th of June 1942 in Dublin, Ireland. It remains one of my favourite pieces of music and is my first for Octava 16, the Desert Island Discs, one of the discs I would like to take if I was stranded on a desert island.